News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back into Fond du Lac today. Here this morning, we continue talking about a lot of different things going on. Usually, January might be a slower time of the month, slower time of the year as we get off the holidays and get back into the swing of things. You got to work a full 5-day work week this week. It's a big adjustment after 2 short weeks in a row, but still plenty to talk about as we start a brand new year. An important thing going on this month is Human Trafficking Awareness Month, and that's going to be the focus of our conversation with Ryanna Zuliger from ASTOP, part of our monthly conversation with ASTOP and Ignition SSM Health Domestic Violence Services. And Ryanna is kind enough to join us here to kick off the month of January. Ryanna, Happy New Year. How are you?
Yes, Happy New Year. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us. Yeah, it's, you know, that adjustment, like I mentioned, you got to work 5 days this week. There's no holidays to manufacture for us to maybe get a short week out of it, but back to the grind and back to a new year. And like we said, an important topic here with Human Trafficking Awareness Month. We'll get into that in just a moment. But first, remind our listeners, if you could, about ASTOP and the services you're providing our community.
Yes, absolutely. So like you said, I work with ASTOP Sexual Abuse Center. That's right here in Fond du Lac. So as it says in our name, we are your local sexual abuse center, meaning that we're able to help survivors of sexual violence kind of at all ages, whether that happened more recently or something that happened a long time ago. We are still up and running. We're able to do phone appointments, Zoom appointments, even some in person. We are limiting that. But we do have case management, so making sure that our new clients are able to connect with a counselor or any other resources in the area. We have counseling, just like I mentioned. We have our support groups. We do prevention education, which is what I typically do. Obviously, that's a little bit different right now. And then we also do have advocacy for those reports or sexual assault kits that are taking place. And finally, which is a very important service that we have, is our crisis line, which is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kind of that hotline format that people think of. That number is 920-926-5395 if anyone would need that in regards to sexual violence. There's always someone available on that line.
So let's dive into Human Trafficking Awareness Month. And the thing I usually hear said around this this topic is, oh, that can't happen here in Fond du Lac, not here in our backyard. But really, this is something that happens all across the country, all across the world, and we might not even know that it's going on in our community. Right?
Yes, exactly. And just a statistic to throw out there, I know with, you know, when we think of the nation as a whole, obviously there's more places we think that are common for human trafficking. But as a whole, we actually had 11,500 human trafficking cases reported in 2019. So that is quite a bit. I do believe that's up from 2018. So as we see those cases increase, that means that more and more people are recognizing that human trafficking is an issue and recognizing different indicators of human trafficking. So it's not necessarily that it's getting worse, but rather that we're able to make those reports a little bit better. So when you talk about prevention, sometimes it's a little bit backwards thinking of those rates because you see more cases, so you're thinking, oh no, there's more crime happening, but in reality, it's just the fact that more people are reporting, and that's honestly a good thing.
What do you define human trafficking as from your perspective at ASTOP? Obviously, when I hear those words, you think of like kind of a movie scene. At least that's what I think of. You think of kind of like maybe a scary movie where a character is like put into a bad situation, and they're kind of held against their will, and they're told to do different things because the person in charge of them said so. That kind of how ASTOP views it, or are there different ways you can view human trafficking? How exactly would you define it, Ryanna?
Yeah, there are quite a few different ways to define it. So we typically refer people to the human trafficking hotline if they're looking to learn more, and that's just humantraffickinghotline.org. You could do a quick Google search. That's one of the more reputable sources. It's the national hotline for human trafficking, and they define human trafficking as a form of modern day slavery. So sometimes it is people being held against their will. What's tricky about human trafficking, and especially like sex trafficking, is that there's a lot of manipulation and coercion that goes into it. So victims of human trafficking might think that they're doing this on their own will, but it's really because of like lots of manipulation. Maybe there's drug use, maybe there's threats or force being used that, you know, they're thinking, okay, well, I have to do this because this person says so, but by doing this, I'm getting a roof over my head, or I'm getting shelter, or other things that their trafficker has promised them. So it can be a very tricky and confusing, like, messy web of things. But regardless, it's typically when someone is being forced to do something against their will and the trafficker is benefiting from it in some way.
And it's an interesting point you bring up because, as you said, often the person that's being trafficked or is in this kind of tangled web, as you put it, they think they're just doing it because maybe they think they love this person that is forcing them to do this stuff. Or, like you said, they'll get thrown out on the streets. They won't have a roof over their heads in the middle of January and it's snowing and cold. And if they don't do what they're told, they will be out on the streets. And maybe the trafficker or the person trafficking them has made some sort of threat to them. Those are all things that kind of go into this, right?
Absolutely. And it's so important to bring up the fact that, like, of them losing a home or losing a roof over their head or food. A lot of the times, it's people coming from maybe traumatic backgrounds. So an individual who has experienced sexual abuse in their lifetime or domestic violence or has experienced some other form of, like, bullying or exclusion even, like, especially when we're talking about teens, that's a way where they might kind of be preyed upon if they have those vulnerabilities. So when you're looking at that, yeah, if someone's coming from a traumatic background, maybe it's not great that they're being forced to perform sexual acts, but that might be better than what they were experiencing before. And for people who haven't experienced any of this, it's really hard to look at that and fully understand it. I've heard survivors speak about trafficking and they're like, you don't understand unless you've been there. So our job at ASTOP is to do our best to kind of spread the awareness and spread the word so that people can recognize this and hopefully reach out for help if they're thinking they're seeing trafficking taking place.
We're talking to Ryanna Zuliger with ASTOP, part of our monthly conversation with ASTOP and Ignition SSM Health Domestic Violence Services. You talk about those indicators of human trafficking and sex trafficking and the different things that you want people to be aware of when looking for something like this. What are some of those indicators? I can assume this isn't just something that's, you know, right out in the blue for people to see, but there probably are things that people, if they know what to look for, can find, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Another thing that people say about human trafficking is that it's hidden in plain sight. So sometimes some of the indicators could be, like, if you're looking at, like, a teen victim, it could be them dressed inappropriately for the weather. It could be them, you know, not having a winter coat. They might have tattoos that look like, or even actual brands or, like, tattoos that have some symbolic meaning. Maybe it's, you know, a younger girl or boy with a much older, like, boyfriend, girlfriend type thing. It could be someone who isn't aware of where they're at because they're being moved around so much. They're not quite sure what day it is. And multiple cell phones could definitely be something, especially for teens. So there's lots of different things, but it's not all of those things aren't always indicators. So it's kind of like when we talk about sexual abuse. Yes, a child acting out could mean that something has happened, but it could just be a child acting out. And same thing with, like, I use the example of not dressed appropriately for the weather. Sometimes you have a teenager that's just trying to fit in with the trends, and the trend is not to wear a winter coat, but, you know, that doesn't mean that they're being trafficked. So paying attention and usually listening to your gut. If your gut says that something's wrong, it's really important to reach out for help.
Yeah, just because you see somebody wearing shorts on a 20-degree day doesn't necessarily mean they're being trafficked. Not to make light of the situation,
Correct. But,
you know, there are people who don't go out in coats. They don't wear winter hats. And just because you see that doesn't mean that it's a situation like that.
Right.
When you talk about things people can do to reach out for help and they notice some of these signs, they think it might be a situation maybe in their own neighborhood, maybe it's with someone they love, what's the first step they can take?
Absolutely. One of those first steps is to contact police. So if you are suspecting human trafficking, especially if you're seeing something in front of you, just like we say with sexual abuse, domestic violence, child abuse, call 911. You can also report to the human trafficking hotline. So that number is on that same website I mentioned earlier, humantraffickinghotline.org, but that number is 1-888-373-7888. They also have a text line, which is 233-733, and they even have like a web form online that you can fill out for human trafficking. So if you access their website, you can fill out, you know, where the event occurred that you suspected was happening, what time of day it was, you know, a description of the person or the car or the area that it was. So there's a couple different ways to do that. If you're not sure, you can always give us a call and we can kind of guide you to the right places to call or right people to reach out to. Or you could even check out like our Facebook page. We'll have information all this month on human trafficking and kind of what that entails, signs to look for, and different resources in the area as well.
Very good. Rihanna, anything else you want folks to know about human trafficking awareness here in January?
I think just, you know, keeping an open eye and doing your best to educate yourself, educate your kids, your friends, your family members, because the more educated we are, the better we're going to do at making an end to this.
Very good. Rihanna, thanks so much. Have a great rest of the month. We'll talk again in February.
Yes, thank you.